I just had an extremely entertaining call with a small-dicked panty bitch, who I think may have also been a little bit in denial about his own shortcomings. In fact, his dick was so small that it's hardly even worth mentioning the specifics. Now, sometimes when I write about such instances, I tend to think that it kind of serves two purposes. For one, I absolutely love humiliating men like this. Sometimes humiliating a man for the size he lacks can be so deliciously cruel that it just puts a smile on my face. I know too that, just as most other women do, that when a man has a small penis, the signs can often be so painfully obvious. As for the other purpose it may serve, though, I'm sure that many of you know that women often talk amongst each other about certain men and the sizes of their cocks. But do you think that's all we talk to each other about when it comes to a man who has a more impressive cock? Well, it's really not. We also talk about just how satisfying it is versus a smaller, more inadequate alternative. After all, a real cock is just so much better than a pathetic tiny appendix, now isn't it? But you might also wonder if women talk about the other inferior small cocks sometimes. You may even be a little curious, you know, just what they would say and why they would even bother talking about it in the first place. So, why do they? Well, I would say they do it to kind of warn each other. So, to all the small-dicked losers out there who might be reading this right now, and who may also find themselves in that sweet small-dicked denial, what do you think women may have told each other about your cock? Do they love it? Or do they seem to pity you while finding the same amusement in putting you in your place that I do?